Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is about what it would be like to experience life with no problems. We'll return with the devotional after a message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Life with No Problems by Alexis A. Goring. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Their love and their hate and their envy have already perished, and forever they have no more share in all that is done under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 5 through 6, ESV. Years ago, I heard a story about a man who was listening to his friend complain about his problems. After listening to his friend's complaints, the man said, "I know a place you can go where nobody has any problems." They drove to a cemetery. The man explained that the only place on earth where nobody has any problems is where they are no longer living. The friend was speechless. Suddenly, his troubles didn't seem as significant, and he realized that life is a gift from God. This doesn't mean he wouldn't encounter more challenges and be tempted to complain, but it does mean that God will be with him and help him work through the curveballs of life. Jesus Christ said, "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33, NIV. The Bible says that when we die, our dreams, pain, prejudices, worldly cares, and opinions die with us. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 5 through 6. It's true that we'll never have anything to complain about again on earth. If you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart and lived for God while you were alive on this earth, then you know eternity awaits. But if you deny Jesus and never followed him, then you'll miss out on heaven and will suffer eternal death. Such heavy truths help to put everything into perspective. This made me think, how many times throughout my life have I lamented about everything I thought was going wrong instead of praising God for everything that is right? Too many. When I first heard the cemetery story, it gave me a change of perspective. I realized what a blessing it is to be alive. Every day, God gives us another chance to live for him and tell more people the good news. Our mission is to further the gospel of Jesus Christ so that more souls can encounter God and be saved in his kingdom. Remember, this world is not our home. Heaven awaits. Eternity spent in the presence of the creator of the entire universe is promised to those who believe. We'll be given perfect bodies that cannot and will not die. We'll never know pain and suffering again. And our problems will be non-existent, never to trouble us again. However, we know that until we arrive in heaven, we will have to struggle through problems here at earth. But we have hope because Jesus Christ will never leave us, and his Holy Spirit will be our comforter and helper. We can always talk to God about everything we're facing. He wants to hear from us, and he promises to help us. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, NIV, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." We serve a God who has endless resources and possibilities to help us. We only need to ask. The next time you're feeling overwhelmed and defeated by trials, take it to God. Praise Him for who He is and thank Him for what He's done. Then ask Him for wisdom to approach and resolve the situations that are weighing heavy on your heart. Rejoice, because God is keeping you alive in this imperfect world. Ask God to show you how to live for Him each day. Trust that He will carry you through the tough times and celebrate with you in the good. Intersecting faith and life. Have you been tempted to complain about your problems? How does knowing that God will help you survive tough times make you feel? Further reading, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. Psalm chapter 86, verse 15. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone, and even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com